Eight brothers and sisters, and she had a fair education, just a fair though. She could read and write and do all that. And
was she Baptist too?
She was a Baptist too. And we had known each other all of our lives, from kids on up. We lived together 46 years, and I tell you, we never had a fight in the 46 years. We'd have little arguments, but it never did amount to nothing.
Wow.
I always claimed that we got along above an average. But I'll tell you something else now. When I took a notion to marry, I was 32 years old. And I'd run around over this country, courted all these girls. I got to go into this little old girl. She was a little bitty woman, weighed 98 pounds when I married her. Never did weigh over 110. And full of life, just as full of life as she could be. And we stayed together to raise this family, and she got sick here one, it was on a New Year's Day. And she had baked a lot of sweet potatoes, and she liked them, and she eat a bit of them sweet potatoes, and about 2 or 3 o'clock, she went to drunken with her stomach.
She got sick?
Yeah, and I loaded her up, took her to the hospital, and that night about 12 she died. Of course the doctor called it a heart disease, but I don't think it was.
First you just thought she was sick?
Yes, a little sick, you know.
What?
Where? Eat them potatoes is what I thought made her sick.
Sick on sick?
Her stomach was swelled. That's what I laid to eating them potatoes.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Your mother was a housewife, right?
Yeah. My wife was too. My wife never worked nowhere but right here.
Okay.
I had plenty here for her to do.
Yeah, I'm sure. Housewives on a farm's always got plenty to do.
Well, I always kept a boy or two here to help me work, you know? And she had to cook for them, but me and them boys done the milking all the time. And helped her wash when wash day come. When me or one of them boys would help her wash. I think I was pretty good to my wife, but I reckon I worked her too hard.
Works good for folks.
Well, she was like I was. She didn't have no better sense than just to blow up to it.
Yeah.
And it didn't never hurt me, but I reckon she was too weak to take it. But he took it till she was about 62 or 3 years old.
Now, we were talking about the parts. Tell me all about the parts of a wagon.
The parts of a wagon. Now, let me see how I'll start that over.
Start with a wheel,
maybe. Well, you want me to tell you how they were made?
Sure.
You know, these old blacksmiths around all this country, in my coming up a little feller, all the wagons was homemade wagons. Did you know that?
How'd they make them? What parts of the wagon were they?
Well, they'd make the axle, hew them out of